This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so like everyone wants their business to like show up first on Google Maps, right? Like when people are searching for, you know, best burrito near me. So today we are going like deep into Google Maps optimization.
Making sure your business is like the one people actually click on.
Exactly. Not just like another dot on the map. We've got this article. It's called Optimizing Google Maps, Ensuring Accuracy and Visibility for Local Searches. And it's got some really great tips. Our mission is to like break it down for you.
So you can like dominate those local search rankings.
Totally. Now, the first thing is obvious. You have to claim your Google business profile.
GBP for short.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know we've all done that already. But it's what comes after that that's like the secret sauce.
It's like when claiming that GBP is like telling Google, hey, this business is real. It's legit.
Right.
But then you have to like convince people to actually choose you.
So what comes after that? Beyond just like the basics, name, address, that kind of stuff.
Let's talk keywords. I mean, it's not just about like stuffing your description with every word under the sun.
Right. It's got to be strategic.
It's about thinking like your customer. What are they actually typing in to find a business like yours?
So if you're like a specialty bookstore that only sells sci-fi and fantasy,
you don't want to just list yourself as bookstore. You'll get lost in a sea of like textbooks and bestsellers.
So you want to get specific, like science fiction bookstore, fantasy books, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. And the article talks about categories too.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets kind of interesting.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Because sometimes like being too specific can actually work against you.
Wait, really? I thought more specific was always better.
It's like a balancing act. So let's say you're a restaurant and you specialize in like, I don't know, modern Ethiopian food.
Okay. Delicious.
Yeah, right. But if you only list yourself under like modern Ethiopian cuisine,
you might be missing out on people who are just searching for like Ethiopian food in general.
Exactly. They might not know they want the modern twist yet.
So it's like you have to think about all the different ways people might be searching.
And use a mix of broad and specific terms.
Got it. So we've got keywords, categories. What about the actual location pin on the map itself? I mean, that seems pretty straightforward.
You'd think so, right? But there's some things to keep in mind. First, accuracy is huge. Not just so people can like physically find your storefront.
Right, because GPS isn't always perfect.
Right. But also for those near me searches. Google uses your location to determine like who sees your business in those results.
So if your pin is off by even a little bit,
you could be missing out on a ton of potential customers.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what about businesses that don't have a physical storefront, like food trucks or, you know, mobile services?
That's where the service area feature comes in. This is like super important.
Because you're not tied to one specific address.
Exactly. So let's say you're a dog groomer.
And you go to people's houses.
You need to let Google know like what areas you serve. So you can show up in searches for like mobile dog grooming in those specific neighborhoods.
So that service area setting is basically like telling Google, hey, I don't have a storefront, but I work within this radius.
Exactly. It's all about making sure you're showing up for the right searches, the ones that are actually relevant to your business model.
That's so helpful. Okay, so we've talked about keywords, categories, location. Now let's talk about reviews. I mean, this is like the social currency of the internet.
For sure. Think about it. When you're looking for a new restaurant or whatever, do you just like pick one at random?
No way. I'm scrolling through those reviews. Like,
you want to see what other people are saying?
I want that social proof. Like someone else has tried it and lived to tell the tale.
Exactly. And the article makes a good point about this. Google sees those positive reviews as like a sign of trust.
It's not just about making customers happy. It's about signaling to Google that your business is like legit.
And that you're providing a good experience, which can actually impact your ranking.
So those stars next to your listing aren't just for show.
Not at all. They actually matter. And it's not just about getting positive reviews. It's about managing them, too.
So like responding to reviews.
Both good and bad. It shows potential customers that you're engaged and that you care about feedback. The article even had this anecdote about a business owner who turned a bad review into a positive experience.
Well,
how did they do that?
So this owner got a negative review. And instead of getting defensive, they responded publicly with like empathy and a genuine offer to make things right.
So it wasn't just about fixing that one customer's issue.
It was about showing everyone else that they care about customer satisfaction.
That's so smart, like turning a negative into a positive.
Exactly. And don't forget about the power of a simple thank you for positive reviews. It goes a long way.
It shows appreciation, encourages more people to leave reviews. Okay, before we move on, I want to talk about something that I think is often overlooked.
What's that?
Photos. High quality photos on your Google Maps listing. They're not just pretty pictures.
They're like a visual representation of your business. Mm. They help people get a feel for what it's like to actually be there.
And they give Google more information about your business too.
The article breaks this down into three main points.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, variety. You want to showcase your storefront, your interior, your products, anything that gives potential customers a visual experience.
So instead of just like one photo of your logo, you want to like paint a picture.
Exactly. Second, optimize those image file names and descriptions.
This seems like a small thing, but it actually matters.
It helps with accessibility for visually impaired users, and it improves your SEO.
So instead of like img1234.jpg, you should name your photos something descriptive.
Right, like delicious vegan burgers restaurant name.
And when you add descriptions, you can use keywords too.
Exactly. And lastly, keep those images up to date. Reflect any changes to your space, new offerings, seasonal decorations, whatever.
It's about keeping things fresh and showing potential customers the most current representation of your business.
Right. You don't want people to show up and be disappointed because the photos are outdated.
Okay, so speaking of keeping things up to date, let's talk about the ongoing maintenance of your Google Maps listing. This isn't like a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Absolutely not. Your Google Maps listing is like a living, breathing thing.
It needs regular checkups.
And updates. If your information is inaccurate or outdated, it can lead to frustration and lost customers.
Imagine someone drives all the way across town to visit your store.
Only to find out you're closed because the hours on Google Maps are wrong.
Nightmare.
It's all about maintaining trust and credibility with your customers.
So regularly check and update things like your business hours, address, phone number, website, and any special promotions you might be running.
And don't forget to check for any new features that Google has rolled out. They're always updating things.
It's a lot to keep track of, but it's worth it.
If you want to stay ahead of the competition and make sure your business is the one that gets chosen.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's not just about being found on Google Maps.
It's about being chosen.
So we were just talking about, you know, keeping your Google Maps listing fresh, making sure everything is accurate.
And it's not just about the info itself. It's about adapting to how Google changes things up.
Because they're always updating those algorithms.
Oh, yeah, constantly. New features come out. What worked last year might not work this year.
So how do you stay ahead of the curve? I mean, it feels like a moving target.
Well, first off, don't like stick your head in the sand. Google's actually pretty good about announcing their updates. Like changes to Google My Business. Their help center is a gold mine.
So it's worth like bookmarking that and checking in every so often.
Yeah, for sure. And then there are like industry blogs, digital marketing publications.
Podcasts like this one.
Exactly. Tons of resources out there to help you stay informed.
You know, reading this article, it struck me how much of this is really about user experience.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like keywords, photos, accurate info. It's all about making it easy for someone to find you and then actually decide to visit your business.
You want to make that experience as seamless as possible.
Whether they're finding you online or in person.
Exactly. And think about how many people are using their phones these days.
Oh my gosh, all the time. Like if a website isn't mobile friendly, forget it.
The same goes for your Google Maps listing. If it takes forever to load, if the text is tiny, if it's just like clunky to use on a phone, people are going to bounce.
So mobile optimization is huge.
Huge. Make sure your listing looks good and works well on a smaller screen. And while we're on the topic of user-friendliness, we can't forget about accessibility.
This is so important.
Making sure your listing is inclusive for everyone, regardless of any disabilities they might have.
So things like alt text for your images.
Right. So screen readers can describe them to visually impaired users. We talked about descriptive file names, too, which also helps.
And using clear, concise language that everyone can understand.
Font size and color contrast are big ones, too.
Oh, yeah. You want text that's easy to read, especially on a phone.
And enough contrast so it doesn't strain anyone's eyes.
These are all such great points. I have to admit, I probably haven't given them enough thought in the past.
It's easy to get caught up in the, like, bells and whistles.
But if your listing isn't accessible to everyone, you're missing out on potential customers.
Exactly. And when we talk about creating a positive user experience, that's what ultimately converts searches into actual customers.
Because happy customers are more likely to leave good reviews.
They'll tell their friends. They'll become repeat customers.
It's all connected.
So if we had to like boil all of this down to one key takeaway.
What would it be?
Don't just think about being found on Google Maps. Think about being chosen.
I love that. Be chosen. It's not enough to just show up in the search results.
You want to give people a reason to pick you over the competition?
To stand out?
Craft a listing that tells your story, shows off your personality, makes a positive impression.
And it's an ongoing process, right? Like what works today might not work tomorrow.
Google's always changing things up. So stay curious, stay informed, be willing to experiment.
Now, we've talked a lot about optimizing your listing itself. But how does Google Maps fit into the bigger picture of a business's online presence?
It's definitely a piece of the puzzle. It's like an ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know, your website, social media, online, reviews, Google Maps, it all needs to work together.
So you want to make sure your branding, your messaging, your visuals are all consistent.
Exactly. You don't want a website that's all sleek and modern and then a Google Maps listing that looks like it's from the 90s.
That would be jarring.
Right. And I'm curious, how can businesses use social media to boost their presence on Google Maps? Because I feel like there's some synergy there.
I was just thinking that.
Well, for one, you can embed your Google Maps location right into your social media posts or profiles.
So if someone sees a picture of your amazing food on Instagram,
they can click and see exactly where you're located.
Ooh.
And don't underestimate the power of check-ins. Yeah. When people check in at your business on Facebook or whatever.
Social proof.
Exactly. And it can influence your visibility on Google Maps.
It's like digital word of mouth.
And you could even get creative with contests or promotions, like something that encourages people to leave reviews on your Google Maps listing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a win-win. You get more reviews, which can boost your ranking, and your customers get a chance to win something.
Speaking of reviews, I want to talk about a mistake I see businesses make all the time. They focus so much on attracting new customers.
And they forget about the ones they already have.
It's like you gotta nurture those relationships too.
Google Maps can actually be a great tool for customer retention.
Really? How so?
Use it to keep your existing customers in the loop. Announce special events, new menu items, changes in hours, you know?
So they feel like VIPs.
Exactly. And remember those Google posts we talked about. You can use those to share visually appealing content directly on your listing.
Keep things fresh and engaging.
It's all about nurturing those relationships.
Giving people a reason to keep coming back.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier, accessibility.
Right. We talked about the technical side of things.
But it goes beyond that. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels welcome and comfortable.
Like physically welcome.
Exactly. Think about things like wheelchair ramps, clear signage, gender-neutral restrooms. Those little details can make a huge difference.
It's about going above and beyond.
And showing that you genuinely care about creating a welcoming space for all.
And that kind of thoughtfulness can turn a one-time customer into a loyal advocate for your business.
Absolutely. It's about creating a positive experience for everyone.
Okay, so we've covered like a ton of ground here talking about Google Maps optimization.
From keywords to categories to like photos, accessibility, the whole nine yards.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I really want people to walk away feeling like empowered, not overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because it's easy to get kind of lost in the weeds and think like, oh my gosh, I need to be a tech genius to make this work.
You definitely don't need a PhD in SEO to succeed here.
So what would you say to someone who's feeling a little intimidated by all this? Like, where did they even start?
I would say start with the basics, you know? Make sure your GBP information is accurate, up to date. Then you can start experimenting with keywords categories.
Take some good photos.
Encourage happy customers to leave reviews.
And then don't forget about those ongoing tasks, like keeping your hours updated, responding to reviews, making sure everything is mobile friendly.
It's about making that consistent effort.
And always like learning and trying new things.
Exactly. And remember, Google Maps is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
It's not the whole enchilada.
It works best when it's like integrated with your other marketing efforts.
Your website, your social media.
It's all connected.
Like a symphony.
Each instrument playing its part.
Okay, so as we bring this deep dive to a close, is there one final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I would say don't just focus on getting found on Google Maps. Focus on being memorable.
Oh, that's good. Memorable. It's not enough to just like show up in the search results.
You want to stand out from the crowd?
Make a lasting impression.
Infuse your listing with your brand's personality.
Yeah. Show off what makes you unique.
Give people a reason to choose you over the competition.
You want to make them feel something when they see your listing, right? Spark their curiosity.
Make them want to learn more.
And be authentic, you know? Let your true colors shine through.
Connect with your audience on a human level.
I think that's the perfect note to end on. Be yourself. Be memorable and keep diving deep into the world of Google Maps optimization. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.